Hey, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, beautiful goddess. How are you today? Welcome to the Slay Challenge Day 9. Woo, 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 woo. Now, yesterday we talked about selfishness as one of the principles that you need in preparation for the vision aspect of your rebirth journey. The next principle I want to share with you on this road is, are the self-love fundamentals. So yes, Sister Goddess, there are fundamentals to this slaying thing. The four parts of the self-love fundamentals are self, others, giver, receiver. All of those are aspects of you. So you kind of have to look at them as, I like to envision them as concentric circles. You know, the circles that overlap and they all have one main central theme. And you are that central theme. So when we look at these, we're looking at how you relate to. So those are the two circles to the left, and then the two circles to the right are how you interact as. So how you relate to self, how you relate to others, how you interact as a giver, how you interact as a receiver. The self aspect, how do you relate to yourself in the physical, and how do you relate to yourself in the metaphysical or non-physical? Add to that others. So when we're looking at others, we're building upon the self and we are looking at how does self relate to others vertically in vertical relationships or horizontally within horizontal relationships. Vertical relationships, these include your relationship with your inner being, your higher self, your God, the universe, your ancestors, the non-physical realm. The horizontal relationships are just that, relationships with other human beings. And on the other side, like we talked about, how do you interact? How do you interact as a giver? How do you give to others? How do you give to yourself? And giving can be in any arena. How do you give of yourself with communicating? How do you give of yourself in business or as a professional? How do you give to others that you are in relationships with? And we can go on and on about how you give. The fourth and final self-love fundamental is about receiving. So yesterday when we talked about being selfish and when I told you the story about spirit speaking to me, I had to be in a place where I was able to receive that message. Even though it freaked me out, some part of me had to be open to receive that message. So receiving is about how you receive from others vertically. So how do you receive messages from your ancestors, from your God, from spirit, from universe? And then how do you receive messages horizontally? And horizontally, messages can be in all forms. Again, communication. They can come in the form of gifts. But the key factors remain that you need to look at how you relate to and interact as self, others, giver, receiver, in order to kind of figure out what this vision is going to look like. Like, take this part. Think about that. Like, write in your journal today, how do I perceive myself? Like, answer that question. How do I perceive myself in the physical? How do I perceive myself in the non-physical? Maybe I don't believe in that. Maybe I don't believe in all of that stuff. Okay, well, what do you believe? That's still your perception of self. How do you perceive others? What do those relationships look like? Are they toxic? Do I have toxic relationships? I think that's a question we all need to ask ourselves as we're going on this journey to our rebirth, because we don't want to carry toxic anything over into our rebirth. Oh my God, this is, I know I'm going way too deep today, but I just want you to have the understanding or walk away with understanding that there are certain principles that you have to have in place before you begin to unfold this lifelong vision. I want you to have everything you want and desire in life, but I want to make sure that that comes from the core of you, from your most authentic self. Because if it doesn't, you're just going to end up with a bunch of stuff in your life. And nothing is going to ultimately make you happy. And I want you to be happy, healthy, whole, and free. Quote, what's the world for if you can't make it up the way you want it? Toni Morrison. Affirmation. I am a goddess, and it is my birthright to be happy, healthy, whole, and free. So the task of the day is to create 4 positive affirmations, 1 for each of the self-love fundamentals. 1, self, 2, others, 3, giver, 4, receiver. And I'll give you an example of one that I've created for myself, and that is, I open my heart, mind, and soul to receive gratefully and graciously. All right, that's it. Write them down. Maybe even add this to some mirror work today. Get in the mirror and say them aloud to yourself. Not hard, right? There you have it. Day 9 is done. Go out and enjoy yourself today. Continue to be the fabulous goddess I know you are, and I will see you back here tomorrow. Mwah.